This is Earth and Sky with a listener's question about climate change.
He writes, if an increase in carbon dioxide increases cloud cover holding in heat, doesn't the cloud cover also reflect radiation from the sun, decreasing heat?
You're right that clouds have to be taken into account when making predictions about how much warmer Earth might get in this century. A warmer world means that more water is evaporated from the oceans so that more clouds form overhead. These clouds can cool the atmosphere because they reflect sunlight.
But water vapor itself is another so-called greenhouse gas. Like carbon dioxide, it can trap heat near Earth's surface. So, according to computer models of how our climate might change in this century, the cooling offered by the clouds is apparently unable to correct an increase in global temperature due to heat trapped by greenhouse gases.
What's more, some types of clouds might reflect more sunlight than they trap heat, while others might trap heat more than they reflect sunlight. The fact is that nature is subtle, much more subtle than any model scientists can create, even with the most sophisticated computer. That's why climate modeling is so difficult.
To ask us your science question, come to earthsky.org. And with thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.